Hello again, you're listening to the News at 1 on Radio 1. In London, the Metropolitan Police has been ordered to pay £425,000 sterling to a woman whose child was fathered by a man who was, unbeknownst to her, an undercover police officer. On the line is journalist Jonathan Savage, who works with BBC Radio London. Jonathan, thanks for talking to us. This is quite a bizarre case. Tell us about it.
Yeah, good afternoon. This involves what's called the Special Demonstration Squad. This is a group of the Metropolitan Police which ran long-term undercover operations designed to infiltrate protest groups. In this specific incident, it was infiltrating an animal rights organisation, the Animal Liberation Front. It had a key officer called Bob Lambert, who used a pseudonym, Bob Robinson. And during this operation, which was in the mid-1980s, he formed a relationship with a 22-year-old member of the ALF called Jackie. Now, Bob Robinson, as he was known to her, was actually already married with children. But in 1985, Jackie gave birth to his son. But when the boy was 2 years old, the father disappeared. Now, Jackie only discovered exactly what had gone on 2 years ago when other campaigners revealed what he and they had been up to. She took on the Metropolitan Police. She started legal action against them. She was alleging assault, negligence, deceit and misconduct. And she told the BBC that she received psychiatric care after learning of the officer's real identity. And as you say, they've been ordered to pay, or sorry, they've agreed to pay £425,000.
What, if anything, did Bob have to say for himself?
Well, Bob Lambert himself hasn't said very much. In terms of what the Metropolitan Police are saying, they are saying that they unreservedly apologise for any pain and suffering that the relationship with Bob Lambert caused. They say that they recognise the impact the revelation that he was an undercover police officer must have had on both her and her son. And it's raised this whole question of whether or not undercover officers should be allowed to engage in emotional and indeed sexual relationships with people as part of their undercover duties. The Met Police said they've never had a policy that officers can use sexual relations, but a former SDS officer called Peter Francis told the BBC that sex was used by almost everybody who was serving in that unit.
All right, there we leave it. Thanks indeed for talking to us, Jonathan. Jonathan Savage there, reporter with BBC Radio London.